This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hezbollah has announced the death of a top military official in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut. At a news conference, Israel's UN ambassador Danny Danik says Israel takes responsibility for the airstrike that killed a senior Hezbollah military official in southern Beirut.
Early this morning, the Israeli Air Forces carried out a strike that eliminated Ibrahim Akil, one of Hezbollah's most senior military commanders and member of the Jihad Council.
Meanwhile, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains, U.S. President Joe Biden says he is not giving up on reaching a ceasefire deal and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas, even as regional tensions flare.
The president spoke hours after Israel carried out strikes near Lebanon's capital against Hezbollah militants, raising fears the Gaza war could spread into a regional war.
We're continuing to try to do what we tried from the beginning, to make sure that both the people in northern Israel as well as southern Lebanon are able to go back to their homes and go back safely.
Asked if an Israel-Hamas deal may now be slipping away.
If I ever said it's not realistic, we might as well leave. A lot of things don't look realistic until we get them done. We have to keep at it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For millions of Lebanese, this week's mass explosion of pagers and walkie-talkies and the bloody aftermath are painfully similar to the horrific explosion 4 years ago of a haphazardly stored ammonium nitrate that tore through Beirut's port. The port blast killed more than 200 people and injured thousands. Synchronized explosion of devices used by Hezbollah was widely believed to have been carried out by Israel.